Welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, April 11th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of health, fitness, and wellness news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Japanese cosmetic industry leader SBC Medical posts 18% net income surge. Japanese cosmetic industry leader SBC Medical Group Holdings, Inc. saw an 18% surge in net income for full year 2024, reaching $47 million. Despite challenges like currency depreciation and service termination impacting revenues, the company's revenue grew 6% to $205 million, with gross profit up 14% to $156 million. SBC credited its success to high-quality services, adding 43 new clinics in 2024, and serving 6 million loyal customers. With a focus on franchising and global expansion, SBC aims to maintain its competitive edge in the growing aesthetic medical market. As competition heats up, the company plans to differentiate itself through advanced treatments, better pricing, and strategic acquisitions. With a strong cash position and a focus on male customer growth, SBC is optimistic about future growth opportunities in the aesthetic medicine industry.
Waukesha Mold Remediation and Prevention Antimicrobial Coating Service Update. Waukesha-based Silver Lining Property Restoration now offers an advanced mold-proof coating as part of its mold remediation service. The coating helps prevent recurrent infestations and is part of a multi-stage process that includes inspections, testing, cleanup, and ongoing preventive measures. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services warns that exposure to mold spores can cause allergic reactions, especially for those with respiratory issues. Silver Lining Property Restoration focuses on reducing and controlling mold levels, not claiming total mold removal. The firm provides guidance on managing indoor conditions to prevent mold growth. In addition, they are creating guides on mold growth in the Waukesha area. Certified by various organizations, Silver Lining also offers water damage, fire damage, and storm damage restoration services. Gut Microcosm. Creative Biolabs harnesses bacteroides to explore new frontiers in probiotics. Microbiome research is on the rise, with bacteroides gaining attention for its immune system interaction and metabolic benefits. Creative Biolabs has expanded its bacteroides platform to include strain capture and delivery of samples. They offer identification services using advanced techniques like whole genome sequencing and mass spectrometry. In vitro and in vivo assessments include scFA production, adhesion to cells, and immune modulation potential. Biosafety is a priority, with safety checks for virulence factors and resistance genes. Laboratory scale production services are also available for bacteroides strains. The goal is to provide globally accessible resources and support for probiotic development.
$6.8 million grant to expand stroke care in Hawaii. The American Stroke Association, supported by a $6.8 million grant from the Leona M. and Harry B. Helmsley Charitable Trust and the American Heart Association, is leading an initiative to enhance stroke care in Hawaii. Stroke is the number three cause of death in Hawaii and the leading cause of disability across the islands. The mission. Lifeline Stroke Program aims to connect all components of acute stroke care, from hospitals to emergency services, to provide timely and effective treatment. Governor Josh Green emphasized the importance of improving healthcare access for all residents. The program will increase coordination among 24 hospitals in Hawaii to improve recovery outcomes and raise awareness of stroke risk factors and symptoms, especially among Native Hawaiian and Pacific Islander communities.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.